Good morning, my name's Nathan, I'm one of the other pastors here. Just to say, we're going to spend the next kind of part of our gathering together listening to the Bible, which we've just sung about at a very high pace. It's the word of the Lord here, that's a fire and a hammer, and it can do amazing things in us. So we're going to do that together. At this point in the service, if you've got preschool children, you may like just to take them through to their groups. If you're school age, then you're in with us today. We're all together as a church family to hear from God together. So just the preschool children, if you guys want to leave us, and the rest of us, we're going to be in here. And I'm going to ask for God's help as we look at the scriptures together. But let's pray, and then we'll get our Bibles open, shall we? Our Father, we thank you that your word is a light. It shows us which way to go. We thank you that it's a hammer that can do breaking up things, that can break up wrong things in our lives, and it can break up our hard hearts. And we ask, Father, that as we read the Bible together today, that it would be a light and a hammer and a fire and a sword among us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Wonderful. Now, we're back in Matthew's Gospel this morning. Boys and girls, the words will appear on the screen behind me. Grown-ups, if you grab a Bible to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, let me find it in my Bible as well. Matthew 13, and we're looking at verse 31 onwards. Now, if you could just take the words off the screen just for a second, because here's what we're going to think about this morning. We're going to read two stories, boys and girls, two little stories, parables that Jesus teaches. And these parables reveal to us something about, the kingdom of heaven. Can you say that with me? The kingdom of heaven. Now, it needs a power voice to say that. You can't just say it, the kingdom of heaven. It needs to be the kingdom of heaven. Can you say that with me? The kingdom of heaven. I'm not sure if it actually needs that voice. It just sounds more impressive if you say that, doesn't it? So the kingdom of heaven, it's a power word. Now, what is the kingdom of heaven? Well, we've been thinking about it as we've journeyed through Matthew's gospel as God's royal family here on earth. It's God's people who have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, who are trusting him. And Jesus today, as we read these stories, is going to reveal to us, teach to us, something about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. What is it like? What's God doing here on earth? What is it like to be one of Jesus' people? And so we're going to read that together. So let's put the words back up on the screen. Matthew chapter 13, two stories, two parables. Here they are. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and he planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them, here's story number two, he told them still another parable, another story. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 30 kilograms of flour until it worked through all the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowds in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken of it. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. So here we have two stories. Did you hear those two stories? One was about a mustard seed, and the other was about yeast, wasn't it? Two stories. And in these stories, Jesus is teaching us, can we say it? Don't forget your power voice, about the kingdom of heaven. We see that, don't we? Grown-ups, if you've got your Bible, look at verse 31. The kingdom of heaven is like. And again, you see that in verse 33. The kingdom of heaven is like. He's teaching us things that we need to know about his people, about his work here on earth. And using these two stories, Jesus teaches us something. And if you remember nothing, boys and girls, if you remember nothing from this morning, this is what we need to remember. This is what Jesus is teaching us about the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven has a small start, but over time, we discover it has an epic ending. So can we say this? It has a small start, but an epic ending. Now we're going to need some actions for this, okay? So the kingdom of heaven has a small start. Can you hunch yourself up? Grown-ups, you can join in if you want to get active today. It has a small start, but it has an epic ending. Yeah, oh, that's good. Oh, William and Eleanor. Well, I think we're all going to do what William and Eleanor did, okay? So it has a small start, but an epic ending. I didn't see many of the adults jumping up out of their seats. Small start, but an epic ending. Now, let's think about these two stories that Jesus told, because then we'll see how Jesus teaches us about the kingdom of heaven. Now, the kingdom of heaven, if you've got your Bible, verse 31, grown-ups, he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Now, I couldn't find any mustard seeds, but thanks to a friend, I did find some poppy seeds, which is pretty cool, isn't it? Now, I've got here some poppy seeds, and I'm going to just get some out for a moment. Now, can you see these? Have a look at these. How small are they? Sorry for the rest of you. It's a bit exclusive, isn't it? But there you go. Can you see how small they are? Look at it. Do you want to pick one up? There we go. Tracy, you can pick one of those up. How tiny is that? In fact, I have to say, when these arrived this morning, I was shocked how small they are. These are absolutely minuscule, but seeds are tiny. I'm just going to put them down there. If I dropped this, I've dropped it. There we go. If I dropped this, you wouldn't find it on the carpet. It's so small. And Jesus says that the kingdom, his people, the royal family on earth, is like a mustard seed. I really am going to drop this. It's like a mustard seed. And as you listen into what Jesus said, he said that the mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds. Seeds are tiny. Now, Jesus didn't mean that it's the smallest seed ever. For those of you that are a bit botanical or, you know, picky about these things, no, it's not the smallest seed ever, but it is the smallest seed that the people that Jesus was talking to would have planted in their vegetable and their herb gardens. It was the smallest of the seeds that they used to grow vegetables from. And so they would have understood the mustard seed as equaling something that is very, very small. And yet when you plant this tiny little seed, when you plant a mustard seed in the ground, Jesus says that it becomes one of the largest plants in the vegetable patch, one of the largest plants that they would have grown. And I have, oh no, it's still there. This is really small, honestly. This is absolutely minuscule. And in fact, here we go. Let me just grab someone. Amy, can I borrow you for a second? Come on. I know you'll hate me for this, and I'll pay for this for the rest of the week. But come this way. Here we go. Just stand on the chair. You'll be hidden from view. Apart from this moment here. Okay, so a mustard seed, right, hold that up. So a mustard seed could become as tall as this. So where's my little seed gone? There it is down here. Okay, so this tiny little seed grows to become something as tall as this. Isn't that amazing? And so much so that Jesus says that this tiny little mustard seed, when it grows this big, can even attract birds to come and perch in its branches. See, that's the story that Jesus is telling. The mustard seed, what does it have? It has a small start. Here it is. But what does it have? An epic ending. Thanks, Amy. You can sit down. There we go. So the mustard seed, can we do it one more time? It has a small start, but an epic ending. And Jesus wants us to know that his family, his work here on earth, the gathering of people for heaven, starts small, like the mustard seed, but has an epic ending. The kingdom of heaven really did start small. Just one man, the Son of God, taking on flesh, coming to earth, living his life here. He gathered around him just a small handful of followers, 12 disciples, and then they had a crowd around them, but it wasn't very big. It was a small start. But even though it had a small start, the small mustard seed of Jesus and his followers has grown over time to become a large plant. And in fact, we'll have, what will it have? An epic ending. Jesus wants us to know that the kingdom will become the largest of plants. Grown-ups, Jesus adds some details into the story about birds coming to perch in the branches. And I think Jesus is picking up here on Old Testament language, Old Testament stories about, you can read one in Daniel 4 and Ezekiel chapter 17, where you've got kingdoms pictured like trees and birds coming to perch in the branches, which is a picture of the nations coming to take shelter in that kingdom. And Jesus wants us to understand that his kingdom, his people, will be so large that it will be filled with people from all over the world, which is true today, isn't it? It is filled with people. Can you give me a little birdie flap? There we go. We are the birds perching in the branches of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven started small. What did it do? It had a small start. But it has an epic ending. Let's think about the second story that Jesus told. Jesus also tells a story about yeast. Now, again, I've got some yeast here with me. Now, yeast is the stuff that you mix into dough to turn flatbread into fluffy bread. I don't know if that's a technical thing. Someone will correct me afterwards. I think by the laughing of the adults, they don't think that's true. But there it is. It turns flatbread into fluffy bread. Okay? And so this is what you put in. Now, let's have a look. Let me see if I can open this. Now, let's have another look at this stuff. Now, is this big or small? Let's have a look. Can you see that? Is that big or small?
Small.
It's small, isn't it? What do you think of that? Now, this isn't probably the yeast they used in Jesus' day. What do you think? Is that big or small? It's big.
Well,
I need to have words with your parents if that's what they feed you and you think that's a big dinner. You know, that's it. Can you see that up there? Probably not. Why not? Because it's small. It's very tiny. But this tiny little powder, when you mix it into flour, so here's just 1 kilogram of flour, or thereabouts, 1.5. When you mix it into this tiny little powder has an effect on this huge amount of flour. And in fact, in the story that Jesus tells, the woman had 30 of these bags, 30 kilograms. That's about enough to feed 150 people with bread. And Jesus said that even though this yeast is small, and even though you can't see it when it's mixed in, or the word literally says hidden inside, when it's hidden inside the flour, it has an impact on the whole. So yeast, what does yeast have? Yeast has a, can you do it with me? Small start, but an epic ending. I'm running out of places to store all these things I'm pouring out. So the kingdom of heaven is like yeast. Even though yeast is invisible, even though it's kind of mixed in and you can't see it, even though it's small, it has an impact. Because what does Jesus say? Let's have a look at verse 33. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into or hid into about 30 kilograms of flour until it had worked through the whole batch. Yeast, like the mustard seed, has a small start but an epic ending as it works its way through the whole amount of flour. And Jesus says to us that his kingdom, his work here on earth, his royal family, it's like that. A small start, often invisible, not seen, hidden among the many people of our world, but it will have, what will it have? An epic ending. It will work through the whole dough. It will work through the whole world. The kingdom will have spread everywhere. So can we say this together? This is what Jesus is teaching us today. The kingdom of heaven, can we say that? The kingdom of heaven. What does it have? A small start, but an epic ending. That's what Jesus wants us to know. But a really important question that we need to answer is this. So what? So Jesus tells us this, and we think, oh, that's nice. But why? What difference does that make to us? What's the so? It's a really important question to ask whenever you read the Bible. So, what should we do? Well, here's two things that I think Jesus wants us to do as a result of hearing this about his kingdom. So the kingdom of heaven has a small start and an epic ending. So, can you say it with me? Don't give up. Don't give up following Jesus. Church, just look around you, boys and girls, look around us. It feels like a lot of people here this morning, doesn't it? But actually, we're not very many people compared to the huge number of people that live in Enfield. Or perhaps when you're by yourself at school and you don't have many friends who go to church or believe in Jesus like you do, you can feel very small. In fact, you could feel a little bit like a mustard seed. You could feel really small, or you might feel a bit like yeast, which is invisible and on your own, and there's no one else around you. We can feel a bit like that, can't we? Or perhaps you're the only believer in Jesus you know in your family or your workplace or your friendship group, and you think, wow, that we feel so small. We feel like a mustard seed. Could we possibly have an impact on the world around us? And it's easy, boys and girls and grown-ups, to feel very discouraged and to perhaps even doubt that this really is the work of God here on earth. All this Jesus stuff, is it true? Feels so small, it feels so invisible, it feels so weak. We may feel like giving up. Is this really what it feels like to belong to the family of God? At the time Jesus tells this story, the disciples were beginning to see that Jesus was being opposed. People were angry with Jesus. People didn't want him to teach. People doubted Jesus. Is this really what it's like to follow Jesus? Boys and girls, do you remember John the Baptist? Hands up if you know the name John the Baptist. Well, grown-ups, you guys will hopefully remember as well, a few weeks back, we looked at chapter 11 of Matthew's Gospel. And there, John the Baptist, even he had doubts because it all felt a bit small. It felt a bit like a mustard seed. It felt a bit like yeast. And he's like, Jesus, are you really the one? It's easy to doubt. And it's easy to think, oh, is this it? But Jesus says, when you feel like that, if and when you feel like giving up, he says to his disciples, don't give up. Remember that the kingdom of heaven has an, can you do it with me? Epic ending. This is where it's heading. God's plan is that the kingdom would always have a, can you do it with me? A small start, but an epic ending. And so don't give up. The thing that we must remember, whether we're young here or whether a bit older, is that the tree is growing and the dough is rising and the kingdom of heaven is spreading all over the world, and the kingdom of God will have an epic ending. So, can we say this together? The kingdom of heaven has a small start, but an epic ending, so don't give up. But here's the second thing that Jesus tells, why he tells the story. He also says this so that we don't miss out. Can you say that with me? Don't miss out. Have you ever missed out on something? Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? Maybe it was a birthday party that was happening with a friend and you weren't very well, so you couldn't go. Has that ever happened to you? That's horrible, isn't it? And you go to school on Monday and everyone's talking about the party and you missed out. Or maybe you've missed out on something because you just didn't see the signs. So there was a fireworks display this year in Enfield Town Park, and there were signs all over the fences. And I walk around the park all the time, but I didn't see any of the signs. I just walked past them. And so when they were setting up, I was like, oh, what's this? And they're like, it's the firework display, mate. I was like, oh, is it? When was that advertised? And he points out like three signs around us. Because it's easy, isn't it, to just walk past the signs and miss out on something awesome that's happening. And Jesus tells this story about the way that his kingdom would work. He tells a story that says, look, the kingdom is going to start small, and at times you're going to feel small, and it's going to be like yeast, and it's going to be invisible, but it does have an epic ending. He tells us that so that people like us looking on at the kingdom don't miss out on a place in the kingdom. See, Jesus wasn't just teaching this story to his disciples, to those who were following him. He was teaching it to the crowds that had gathered around him. And some of those crowds would be looking on at Jesus thinking, is that really the kingdom of heaven? Just this man, Jesus, who's walking around, okay, he's doing some special things, but is that it? He was being opposed. People didn't want to listen to Jesus. Some people even wanted to kill Jesus. A little bit later, they would watch on as they took Jesus and they nailed him to a cross. And it would be easy to look on at all of that and think, is that really the kingdom of heaven? But Jesus tells them, yes, it is. That is the kingdom of heaven. And don't miss out on your place, because it looks small and it looks invisible and it looks like it's not going to have an impact anywhere. You see, some people today might feel the same, mightn't they? That the church is small and unimpressive and isn't really having much impact on the world that we live in. It's almost hidden away. But if you think like that, then the danger is that you'll miss out. You'll miss out on your place in God's royal family. Jesus wants you to find a place in his people. Jesus wants you to become part of his royal family. He wants you to be part of the kingdom of heaven. And so come to Jesus for a place. What does Jesus say? Don't miss out. God loves to use small and unimpressive and weak things to have epic endings. Isn't that the story of the cross of our Lord Jesus? That's a small start, wasn't it? An unimpressive thing, a thing that the world looked on and thought, well, that's weak. That's a bit small. But actually, the cross of Jesus has an epic ending. As Jesus died on the Friday, rose on the Sunday, he won forgiveness for my sins and for your sins so that we could become part of the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus says these stories. He wants us to know, can you do it with me? The kingdom of heaven has a small start and an epic ending so that we don't give up and we don't miss out. Don't give up going to Jesus. Don't give up following Jesus. Even when it feels small and you feel like a mustard seed and the work feels like yeast hidden amongst a huge amount of flour, don't give up on Jesus, because the kingdom does have a small start, but it does have an epic ending. And don't miss out. Don't miss out on what God is doing in this world. Come to Jesus for your place in that kingdom. Boys and girls, you've listened super well this morning. I'm going to pray, and then we are going to sing a song, and then Tim's going to come back up. So let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this teaching of Jesus that reveals to us the plans that you had before the creation of the world. May these stories help us to keep going with Jesus when we feel small and invisible, like a mustard seed or yeast, like we could possibly have no impact on this world. May these stories help us, help some of us here, not to miss out on a place in the kingdom of heaven as we come to Jesus and become part of his small and sometimes hidden away work. Thank you for the promise of an epic ending. May that day come soon. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's stand.